Take Them Back, Protest Forms in Front of NYC Migrant Shelter. By Elaine Mallon on September 20, 2023. Protesters outside a former assisted living facility turned migrant shelter prevented illegal aliens from getting off a bus for several hours in New York City, New York, on Tuesday. About 10 protesters were arrested in Staten Island after a video showed them banging on bus windows and chanting, "Take them back," preventing the migrants from entering the shelter, the Daily Mail reported. Residents protesting bus of migrants pulling up to former senior facility on Staten Island. Police stand in front of bus as demonstrators stand in front of building. More on at ny1pic.twitter.com/tvmopnize3. Victoria Manna, at Victoria Manna, September 20, 2023. A police officer at the scene suffered a knee injury when a protester resisted arrest. The protest comes as New York City Mayor Eric Adams, D., faces a humanitarian crisis with 60,000 migrants in the city's care. Related, migrants waiting for entry to Roosevelt Hotel. Adams denounced the protest, calling it an ugly display. "We cannot allow the numerical minority that's showing an ugly display of how we deal with the crisis to be used as an example of what New Yorkers are doing," Adams said. "I understand the frustration that New Yorkers are going through and understand the frustration that asylum seekers are experiencing as well." He warned the influx of migrants would cost the city $4 billion this year alone, equaling the city's fire, parks, and sanitation budget. City officials expect the asylum seeker population to reach nearly 33,980 households this fiscal year. Adams said the city plans to cut services such as library hours, meals for senior citizens, and free, full-day care for three-year-olds in order to make room in the budget to accommodate migrants. Related, Sanctuary NYC Democrat Mayor complains asylum seekers will impact every area of life. Mayor Adams has called on President Joe Biden to send aid for the city. "I'm hoping that he understands this beautiful city that's the economic engine of the entire country is being saddled with $2 billion that we spent already. $5 billion we're going to spend in this fiscal crisis. $12 billion in the next two budgetary cycles. New York doesn't deserve this. The asylum seekers don't deserve this." The federal government has promised New York City $140 million in aid, but the city has yet to receive the federal funding.